It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid. Stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
What?
Stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
We'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Oh, lighten up, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. We have a brand new smoking hot website, too.
It's nice.
MikeOmeraShow.com. And the first 10,000 people that go there and register, not just go there.
They told me
I had to explain this, okay?
Yeah.
I had
to hey, what's going on this side?
You have to explain it.
Yeah, you're only going to win if you register.
Yeah.
So it's a very easy process. You go to MikeOmeraShow.com. You look at those nice little $100 bills that are there, and there's a Nintendo Wii system right next to it. Just click on that. It'll tell you how to register, and the first 10,000 people qualify for $500 cash and the Nintendo Wii system, which they tell me is very difficult to get.
Yeah, they are actually very popular. They are.
I wanted to bring this up very briefly. I'm going to say something seriously for just a second. Okay.
Okay.
I think, in my opinion, compared to where we were 20 years ago, we made an awful lot of progress. And I think I just want to say I thought it was kind of cool last night.
Yeah.
The whole Barack Obama thing got me a little excited. You know what my politics are if you listen to this show. Mm-hmm. I don't make it a secret. But you know what? I felt really proud. I really, really did. And I haven't felt that way in a long time. It's really a cool thing. What are you doing over there?
Because of you, tonight I can stand here and say that I will be the Democratic nominee for the president of the United States of America.
Did you ever think you'd hear something like that?
No, and you know what? And everybody's talking about Hillary and whether she's going to join the ticket or not. And I don't know whether that watered down the moment or not. And what made it even more cool for me is when I watched the man speak, he didn't put it on himself at all.
No.
He just mentioned what he was going to do. And whether you like him, whether you don't like him, I don't care. I think really I never thought that I'd see this country have one of its major political parties have an African American candidate,
and I think it's
a good thing. I think it's a very difficult thing to look at and say, oh, this is bad, because now there are a lot of people in this country that feel differently than I do, and that's the way it's got to be, and that's the way it should be. But I just thought for a moment I wanted to say seriously that it was kind of cool to experience that last night.
Cool.
I was very, very psyched up to see that. And, you know, what happens in the general election, what happens with running mates, who knows? And, you know, I was almost as excited as when, you know, Beth Ann cast her very first vote in an election for George Wallace. It was a very very excited. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that it is a very proud moment, and I think a very encouraging and hopeful moment. I think it gives a lot of people, not everybody, I'm not talking to or about everybody here, but it gives a lot of people in this country hope, and if you turn on television today, you see it's giving a lot of hope to a lot of people around the entire planet.
Well, I do think it's cool, and I just wanted to mention that, and I felt I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't. Let's go to Kendall, who's on 495, and I like this. Kendall, it says you're driving home in your bra. Kendall?
Avoid the storm, maybe, but I guess I left at the wrong time. It was like someone dumped a tub full of water on me, and I just had to take my shirt off.
Oh, baby.
Stop. And you're in your car?
Stop by. We've got a clothesline.
Kendall, would you mind if I asked you the celebrity you most resemble? Take your time. And, you know, if you want to sigh like that while you're taking your time, and it allows us, before you let us know the celebrity, it allows us to enjoy the moment a little bit more. So the celebrity you most resemble as you drive home in your bra.
I don't know. Nobody's ever told me one. Sorry. I'm blonde. Yeah. I have long blonde hair.
Are you getting looks from other motorists?
Not so far.
You know,
really?
She sounds a little ditzy.
Playing coy.
She
hard to
sounds
get.
Like she could be a little ditzy.
In her car, and yeah. She's driving.
There's 36 double D's, and it's a very nice bra.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
I think you've answered the question adequately.
You know, that is really right there. There's my show. Mm-hmm. I am very happy with this. You know,
Rightly so.
Go from the serious comment about Obama to a lady driving home in her bra. That is it right there. I couldn't think of a more perfect segue than that.
Inch deep, mile wide.
Would you like to describe the bra to us? Just for a moment.
What's the color?
It's purple.
Oh, purple.
Very flattering, I
purple,
expect.
Purple, huh? Tramp.
Right.
Yeah, is it front clasp or back clasp?
Back clasp, but it's very low plunging.
Oh, party girl.
Those are the best kind.
How long do you think it'll be before you get home?
Oh, probably an hour at least.
Yeah, this might be a real challenge for you, okay? But I'm going to play with you anyway here. Where exactly on 495? Could you give us any landmarks? Or if there's anybody driving out there, they might be able to sneak a peek. Could you give us an exit or, like, tell us whether you're going northeast, west, south?
I
can't do that, can you?
Bethesda, and I'm heading toward Tyson's, but I don't have any.
No. From one direction. Geography. Or you know, Purple Bra ain't going to do geography. That's just not going to happen.
I'm really bad at search.
Are you in the state of Virginia or are you in the state of Maryland?
I'm still in Maryland.
You're still in Maryland? You haven't gone over the Cabin John Bridge?
I have not hit the bridge yet, no.
But you're close to it?
I think so.
Have you gone by the 270 spur yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm past that.
Oh, that's you're past that. Okay.
Sign
so you're.
Says Fernwood Road.
Fernwood
it's
not
an overpass that just says Fernwood Road.
Okay, that's good. Hey, good job. Good job. What's your name? Oh, it's Kendall, right?
Oh, yes.
What color car are you driving, Kendall?
A purple
does it match the bra?
It matches the bra.
The car is blue.
The
car is blue. Well,
all right,
Kendall,
guys.
You have a wonderful afternoon, okay?
Bye, thank you so much.
Kendall and her bra driving home. And I would urge any women that are in their brassieres driving home to give me a call. And incidentally, I like the throwback name for it when we call it brassieres.
For that matter, any men in brassieres we'd like to hear from as well.
Hell, I'm working on it. No problem at all. Let's get our very first buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Let's. We begin, first of all, today by telling you that if you drive a hybrid, you're going to get the chicks. This
really?
Is what I'm saying to you.
Oh, what a bunch of crap.
No, now, I knew you were going to say that, and I know also
of course it's crap.
That you're going to say that this is a scam to sell hybrids.
Yeah, so you're going to hop in Marsha's Prius and get all the chicks are going to be throwing themselves at you, right?
Hey, that's an idea.
Yeah, like it hasn't crossed your mind. That's exactly what you're thinking about.
No, but it can't be a scam to sell hybrids because they can barely keep enough hybrids on the lot. Hybrids are already selling like hotcakes. They have no need to make hybrid owning more desirable.
So
are
chicks
more guys buying the hybrids?
That's a good question.
Well, more people are in general, but a new survey by General Motors shows that 9 out of 10 women would rather talk to a guy who drives a Prius than a guy who drives a Porsche.
Oh, come on.
That's
this is
lie.
General Motors research.
You're blowing up the myth.
What does General Motors care about Prius? They don't make the Prius. Toyota makes the Prius. GM has found in their research 9 out of 10 women would rather talk to a guy in a Prius than a guy in a Porsche now.
How old
these
are these
days.
Girls?
Well, I think Porsche, if you're talking about that particular car, mm-hmm. that car, like a vet, has that stigma around it where the guy's got to be kind of a swinging D if he's mm-hmm. in a car like mm-hmm. that. And that might react, women might react the other way. I mean, you're a woo man. Don't you get kind of, when you see a guy in a Porsche, don't you say, oh, slicky boy? Doesn't it kind of look like that to you?
No.
Of course she disagrees with me.
Yeah.
Then elaborate.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's a hot car. I mean, I'm aware of what cars are. A Porsche is a hot car. Even a Porsche Cayenne.
No, we're not talking.
Of course they are.
Excuse me,
like
there's
them.
The McBridian thing right what? There. Of course it's a hot car. Duh.
I know.
We know it's a car. I'm asking you, how do you feel about the guys that drive a Porsche?
I think they're rich.
All right, and so what does that mean?
I think you're right, kind of like a playboy, kind of gets around.
So?
Yeah.
So you see two guys in a parking lot. They look exactly the same. They have the same level of hotness. One is
the
standing next
do.
To a Porsche.
Okay.
One is standing next to a Prius.
I like the guy in the Porsche.
Mm-hmm. Really? You'll approach the guy in the Porsche?
I'll approach them both. No, I would. Are you telling me to choose? It would be the guy in the Porsche.
And now you know. There's your answer. Took a while. We took
you're
the
so hard to talk.
We took the circuitous route.
You are so because here's what I think. I don't think you're being honest. I think
I am being honest.
I think women would approach the guy in the Prius because they would feel him to be. Are you ready?
More approachable.
Less threatening. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Am I right about mm-hmm. that?
But in the scenario, okay. Maybe you're.
Why
right.
is this difficult?
I don't know because I didn't think of it like that. If I thought like off from a distance, if I had to choose one of them, I'd choose the guy in the Porsche.
My God.
So you're saying to me that if all things being equal, you saw a guy in a Porsche or a Prius, and you have to pick one of those men to like weekend in the Adirondacks with
a Porsche,
you pick the Porsche guy.
Yeah. That's wrong.
I'd be
it?
Curious. No, I'd be. I'd,
no,
be,
not
I'd
okay.
like to hear from more women and see if it's
I
true.
Would too.
I'm not sure.
I bet she's not alone on this. I'd like to hear. But
I would date the man
found.
With the Porsche
because
I'd like to ride in the car specifically. But that's a guy thing.
Okay.
That's if I was gay but had other feelings that gay men have. You know, guys are guys. Even if you're gay, you might like a fast car. You see.
So you would appreciate the car.
I'd appreciate the car.
I would appreciate both.
I might have known somebody that drove a Porsche for a while.
I'll bet you did.
Mm-hmm. Do I know him?
80, yes, you do.
80% of the
yes,
women.
Yes, you do, baby.
80%,
yes, sir.
80% of the women surveyed said the guys who drive fuel-efficient cars are more interesting than guys who drive sports cars and SUVs. 45% went so far as to call unattractive guys who drive big SUVs and Hummers. As if a 67% increase in Prius sales last month wasn't enough.
So what they're saying is that's the trendy thing. That's what it sounds
to me
like.
That's a lot of it, yeah. I think that's what it's about.
Somebody says, I've missed an opportunity. You got to always take these calls,
sure,
don't you? Okay, Happy Ray. Happy Ray from Sacramento. What have I missed? What opportunity have I missed?
You missed the opportunity to give that shirt a Michael Mara shirt.
Who?
The Kendall.
The woman in just a bra.
The hell am I going to give her a shirt for? She was already in her bra.
She could come by and we could warm her up with a T-shirt.
I'm
there
sorry. Are you saying I should have brought her by the studio?
Why not?
You know, you're okay. Well, Ray, I got an idea. Listen, get a cheap flight ticket. Mm-hmm. All right, you come across the country and you come in here tomorrow and you do the show.
Yeah, I missed it.
You
too.
Know, I'm dealing with an effing tornado today, and the computer broke down right before the show. I can't do it all.
I couldn't
even get her to tell me the celebrity she looked like. Go on, the whole tray.
That's right.
Yeah.
The women's breasts just got smaller in the video game Age of Conan. It's like World of Warcraft, but set in the world of Conan the Barbarian.
Can the size of your breasts mm-hmm. tell you something critical about your health?
Really?
A lot of gamers have chosen to play the female characters because of their very large breasts. But when those same gamers logged in this week, they were surprised to find that those female characters had undergone a little breast reduction surgery.
What kind of female characters? Like the...
babes in ragged animal skins and stuff.
Yeah, baby.
You're Conan the Barbarian babes.
Thank you very much for the details.
The gaming blog Kotaku.com says it's just...
Kotaku?
Kotaku. It's all Japanese, I think.
Kotaku. Sounds
Kotaku.
Like a
Kotaku.
Yeah, good name for a Hawaiian cocktail.
Kotaku?
I'd like a Mai Tai and a Kotaku.
Well, Kotaku.com says it's just a glitch and that, quote, we're working on a fix and your breasts should be back to normal soon.
You'll enjoy the Mai Tai, sir, but beware of the Kotaku. It'll really knock you on your ass.
Well, all's well that ends well, but it looks sketchy for a while. For a guy in Australia who called the fire department to report he had junk on his junk, they arrived to find 16 metal washers around the man's penis so tightly he was afraid he would lose his manhood if he tried to pull them off.
I saw the picture of those washers online.
Yes. Were they in the place? Were they on the thing?
Are we talking pencil here? Or?
They're little.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. A guy was able to
get 16 washers.
Get washers on his thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like wearing them.
And then he couldn't get them off without tearing himself.
Was he, I would imagine, so he was very poorly endowed then, right?
Bethany would have to be the judge.
I didn't see a picture of that.
She saw the washers.
The washers that were removed.
Do you guys want to talk to a really stupid person?
Well, always.
All right, let's talk to this. That's what Joe says. Mm-hmm. So you never really know.
Interesting.
Let's go to Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Carl. How's it going today?
I'm good. Rob, I guess, is not there today.
Rob's in the land of fantasy in Disney. Rob's in Disney. He should be checking in probably sometime this week or maybe the beginning of next week. He's in Disney for 6 weeks.
All right, because
he's at a Disney retreat.
Well, I just know that if he were there, his love of all that is German would be really upset by the pronunciation of the word Porsche that you guys have been doing.
Well, no, you don't say Porsche.
No, you say Porsche. And
I said Porsche. I said.
You did. But
I
the
did.
Beautiful
I said,
Beth Ann
I
has
said
been
Porsche.
Saying Porsche.
I said Porsche.
Well, then you can't ride in one.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't that kind of
the guy with the
Carl,
Prius still in the parking lot?
Isn't that kind of elitist, though, Carl? Really?
No, not.
You're not.
All that is German in me cries out Porsche.
It's a German thing, then.
Well, that's... Yeah. Is that... incidentally, can you turn that down just a little bit?
I like
is
it.
Is your name Carl with a K?
Actually, it is, yeah.
Yeah!
Coincidence?
Hello, this is Carl. Bethan?
Yeah?
This is the way you do it. You always say it's a Porsche and not a Porsche,
it's
okay?
Okay,
but I believe you have offended Mr. Ottinger, Carl. He has something to say to you. Go ahead, let him have it, Joe.
Carl, because of you, I've put all the callers on lockdown for the rest of this segment and the next one.
Oh, wow.
The interns have been instructed to simply hang up on everybody, so everybody just stop
Joe,
calling.
Joe.
Oh, my God.
Joe, don't punish the rest of the people simply because Carl's too
Wait.
Stupid.
Because the only people calling are from 916 and 316. So just stop
calling.
Joe, you having a bit of a day?
No, I'm having a great day.
All right.
But what you did was you took too many Sacramento calls, and they got their pants all the way up around their belly buttons.
That's what you did.
I did. Is that what I did, Joe? All right, go get out of here. Go have some more M&Ms. I took too many Sacramento. I'm sorry. I wish I could mirror the stylings of the Joe Show on Saturday night.
Just stop calling.
I hope you've learned your lesson.
Joe, you know, we talk about Sacramento on this show, but Joe really enjoys the Sacramentans. He truly does.
I know he does.
He gets a real charge out of them. Yeah, they, you know,
I hope
they're
I get
active.
To meet Carl someday.
They're very, very active. What can I say? Incidentally, Iftle, the Oikot Bay on Onsfay from Ummi Day. Okay? Thank you very much. Yes, Buzz.
So anyway, this guy with the washers, he was afraid. The fire department arrived. He wound up in the hospital where a team of doctors labored for more than an hour trying to remove the washers with no luck. They then called back in the firefighters who used a special rotary saw to cut through the washers, finally freeing the man. They say he will suffer no permanent damage, at least not this time.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Washers, man.
Washers.
They were smaller than rings that I wear on my fingers.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd love to see how he did it in the first place.
Yeah.
I would imagine he did it when in a state of pliability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, when there was a little flexibility there, that's how he did it. That's nasty.
Why did he do it?
Because I know why they did. Okay. I hate to say this. I shouldn't know this. Because I really know this, just I'm assuming this is the reason. Uh-huh. He put the washers on so that when he was in a certain state, so then when he got in the other state, he would get some kind of kick out of it.
He got scared, didn't he?
She doesn't understand.
Well, no.
He did get scared. Yeah, you're right about that part.
Okay.
But you see, he did it so that when he would get himself in that way,
right.
You know, he would, that, you know, the actual constriction would be a turn on for him.
You know,
don't you think that's why he did it?
Exactly. That's what it's all about. It's a Viagra-like effect. It's like your mom used to say, don't leave your arm in that position. It'll get stuck that way. That's kind of what happened, only not with his arm.
Washers. What about the nuts?
They were all right,
I love
I
that.
Guess.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Researchers in Australia, meanwhile, say they have developed a condom that you rub on. The scientists say they think men can reduce their HIV risk by applying the female hormone estrogen directly to their manhood once a week. They say this quadruples the layer of a protein on the skin that protects you and acts as a barrier against disease.
This is a big deal.
It's a biological membrane, in effect, that a virus cannot penetrate. Yeah, it could be huge for worldwide health.
But this doesn't affect and much greater sensation, right?
Absolutely, of course.
Oh, I like this.
Now, the only thing, of course, it does not prevent pregnancy. But worldwide, as a disease preventer, this could be quite a breakthrough. And
yeah, it's not the perfect answer, but it's interesting.
And it's a delightful method of application.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I would say that's very cool. But, you know, the whole pregnancy thing. I mean, you know, twofold with your condoms, kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that.
Two purposes.
Just not a, you know, even in the day, and you've been, you know, married for most of your adult life.
Right.
But were you a bag wearer? Were you a big guy on a bag?
Not back before the 70s and 80s. Not back before the 80s.
In my various times of singleness during my life, I have not been a fan.
Right.
Not a big fan at all.
I don't think anybody really is, at least among guys.
And here's the good thing.
It's a necessity.
During those periods of time, very fortunately, I've only gotten 13 or 14 major venereal diseases, which I think is, you know, batting 1,000 as far as I'm concerned.
Baker's dozen.
Yeah, yeah, really. It feels great down there, and the scarring is all healed up.
You can hardly tell.
You really can't tell. For a while there, it looked like a German shepherd got it.
Yeah, that was not a good time
very
for you.
Very difficult time for me.
Yeah,
but
you were
now,
down.
Now it's perfect.
Oh, right. He's showing
let's,
us.
Let's yeah, go with
no,
that.
Check out MikeOMaraShow.com. You'll be seeing that a little later. It'll be a public service message, like the group tube.
And don't laugh at the washers. Students at a suburban high school in Tampa have been caught mailing condoms to parents, telling the parents that the sex ed classes had been canceled and they're going to have to explain it on their own from now on.
Well, that's the way it should be anyway.
It was, as end of the year pranks go, this was a pretty good one.
See, I don't even think it's a prank. I think it's a great idea. I think you should say sex ed. I don't think sex ed, it should be supplemented. If you are teaching it in the schools,
of course,
you should have follow-up with the parents.
Well, this was just a gag, sending condoms to the parent, to the student's parents, and telling them, we're out of the sex ed business. After this, it's up to you.
So, in other words, you know, insert the condom in the bag, take it out of the bag, and then explain it to your kid.
Exactly.
All right, I understand.
And in Bucharest, Romania, subway riders are being delighted or appalled by the subway stripper. She is an attractive young woman who does pole dances.
Bravo.
Using the poles on the subway normally used by riders to steady themselves.
And then her shirt got wet and she drove home in a bra.
She accepts tips and donations, of course, which is the other reason the authorities are trying to catch her.
Kendall, if you are listening, I do agree with Ray.
Sure.
I must agree with Ray.
Stop by.
Stop by, please. We'd love to have you drop by, and we'll give you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt.
For your bravery.
Maybe two, one for each one.
If necessary.
There you go.
Coming up in your Hollywood buzz, Ed McMahon falls on very hard times.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear all about this.
And
I really
in your final buzz, the president uses the words, I don't care. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, we're going to audition our movie guy and a call to Timmy O'Bivenay to remind him what the requirements are for Happy Hour Friday. We will be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.